A fundraising initiative has been set up to address the digital divide affecting hundreds of Pacific students in Auckland, disrupted by the COVID-19 lockdown. Educational inequalities have arisen from a lack of devices and internet in the homes of many young people. RNZ Pacific reporter Alicia Foon spoke to those trying to make a difference.
Thousands of Pacific students are behind in their schooling due to barriers in accessing Wi-Fi and digital devices. But NZ Young IT Professional of the Year, Itiroa Lafaele, has created DigiTotua, a fundraising initiative to provide students in need with laptops. She says since last year's nationwide lockdown, there's been an ongoing need in Māori and Pasifika communities to provide students with devices so they can continue their education.
A laptop is $400 or $500. Rent is $400 to $500 a week too. So if you got to choose, oh man, it would be rent over a laptop.
DigiTotua's first focus is in South Auckland, in partnership with the Otarakai Village, where more than 700 students and counting have put their hands up to be the first recipients of these devices. In less than a week, Who Give a Little page has raised nearly $40,000 with a goal of getting to $350,000. She says they've already handed out more than 30 laptops, but she hopes this signals to the government the urgent need which remains within some communities.
Give a bit of a wake-up call to the Ministry of Education as well. If you don't address this digital divide, I feel for our community that we'll end up missing out. In the long run, yeah, it's definitely going to hit our community hard because we're trying to encourage our Pasifika and Māori communities into technology. There's not many of us there, and you know, how can we encourage when they don't have a very simple thing in tech, which is a laptop?
Data from the Ministry of Education estimated up to 8,000 Year 9 to 13 students this year were in need of a device. And before the Delta variant came to town, up to 80,000 households were without internet connection. Co-founder of People for the People, an organisation campaigning for digital equity in New Zealand, Julia Arnott-Nene, is also backing the cause.
It takes a village, you know, like this cannot be done by just one network and one group. It has to be a coordinated effort by a lot of different people who hold power in different ways and at different levels. And that's what we really hope for, and what I really hope for is to see that power and collaboration really coming to life in order to better serve our communities.
She says she's still waiting to hear back from government about supporting them to address the cause. Former principal of Aorere College in Mangere, Craig Pearce, who is now a principal at Orewa College, says it's a complex issue to do with poverty and social welfare.
Approximately 30% of the students in the senior school would have had access to a device at home and or a suitable place in which to work. A significant number of the houses in the area suffered from overcrowding. You couldn't guarantee that students had a safe, quiet place in which to learn, let alone have exclusive use of a device. What COVID has done, it's exposed those inequities throughout our communities and society.
Despite the government providing thousands of devices, there's concern hundreds of students are still being missed. The Ministry of Education declined an interview, but in a statement said it's distributed 10,000 laptops and Chromebooks since lockdown. Last year it gave out 36,000 devices, and it's helped 515 households begin the process of connecting to the internet.